In the first reading today, we're told that the temple of the Lord has a firm foundation as it is built on the apostles and has as its cornerstone Jesus Christ himself. That immediately takes us away from the physical and places us in the spiritual. That temple which is talked about in the scriptures is a living being. If it's founded on the apostles and on Jesus, then there is a life there. It's not just cement and mortar. It is to do with people, with persons. It's to do with life. And as we celebrate the dedication of our cathedral today, we're not just thanking God for the faith of men and women throughout the world who have provided resources so that our churches and cathedrals may be built. And we can't help but think of the hard work that went into the building of the three churches in our parish. And we think too with thanksgiving of the Irish who built so many of our churches in faith and love and devotion. And that faith, love and devotion is very important because this building, like all church buildings, represents us. Are we the shelter from the storm for those who need it, as the physical building may be? Are we the place where people can come and feel energized, affirmed, strengthened, as we do who receive the blessed sacrament of the body and blood of Christ? And so that living example goes on, with Jesus as the cornerstone, calling us to be living temples of the Holy Spirit. We in that sense become very much that divine place set apart, not for worship, because worship is the attribute of God, but set aside so that we may direct others into the way of life which means so much to us. And we are firm in that conviction that this blessed and glorious church, which is living, which is surviving and flourishing under God, is something which is part of God's divine plan for us. And so we can see that stability of the gospel as Jesus talks to Peter about the rock. He directs it to Peter, and he directs it also not just to the Petrine ministry, but to all Christians, that we may be firm in our faith. To Peter, he gives a specific task, but to us and to all Christians, we are called to bring that stability, that rock-like faith on which we can build this spiritual temple, which is full of life and joy and peace. Amen.